It's the Central Pittsburgh. I'm Marcus Charleston, in for Paul Guggenheimer. For the first time since its founding in 1869, Chatham University has welcomed male undergraduates. This past Sunday, the university held its convocation ceremony. As the students and faculty begin a new school year, professor in the Harvard Graduate School of Education, Dr. Richard Light, author of the award-winning book, Making the Most of College, spoke to them about getting the most out of college and out of life. Dr. Richard Light, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
I'm absolutely delighted to be here.
Across the nation, colleges and universities are beginning a new school year. Whether they're freshmen or seniors, what should students be doing to get the most out of their college experience?
Well, you certainly got right to the point of everything that I do in my own work. And I should add, I work not only on my own campus that I love so much, but on many other campuses. And let me answer your question with three very short suggestions I make to my students and that I made here at Chatham University just this afternoon. The first suggestion, put briefly, is manage your time wisely. It'd be such a shame if at the end of the school year, a student said to herself or himself, well, I wish I had done it all differently. I just wasted a lot of time. The second suggestion is think systematically about what you hope to get out of college. Some people come here for a very narrowly focused reason, nothing wrong with it. It's to get a job. They want certain training. They might want to go into business. They might want to work at a bank. I mean, whatever it is. Other people want to just enrich their abstract thinking. So they study subjects like anthropology or sociology or psychology, not intending to do that the rest of their life. And the third suggestion I make to get the most out of college, I told the Chatham students just a few minutes ago, is make an effort. Be proactive. Screw up your courage. Try to get to know one faculty member reasonably well, and have that faculty member get to know you reasonably well, which, at a place like Chatham, it's an ideal circumstance because Chatham is small and it's a caring environment.
How did you arrive at this advice?
Good question. The answer is, on my campus, working with a whole group of faculty friends and colleagues, plus deans and so on, we actually each year interview 100 students, 50 first-year students, so-called freshmen, and 50 seniors on the verge of graduating. And we ask each student, personal interview style, one-on-one, we sit with them for well over an hour and ask them a whole lot of questions. You know, what's working well? What's not working well? What do you like about what you did? What do you want to do differently? And the advantage of doing that is we get tremendous insights about what leads to a positive college experience.
Now, in the time that you've been conducting these interviews, how have students' attitudes changed?
Oh, the answer is they really have changed a lot. First, a big new theme for me is based on your question, which is how are student attitudes changing. Now, in the last year and two and three, students are eager to get much more advice or have more conversations about what it means to live a good life, a useful life, a meaningful life, a productive life, and above all, a happy life. They are interested in the psychology and the economics and the chemistry and the history, but they're also interested in how does one live one's life. And just one other example, because you ask for changes over time, it's very clear that compared to as recently as 8 or 9 or 10 years ago, students don't appreciate knowing their faculty's politics. That's not something I talked about at Chatham today. It's just an interesting tidbit on the side. Basically, a student doesn't want to hear if a professor is a Democrat or a Republican or liberal or conservative. They just say, you know, let's do the work. Let's do the literature. Let's do the history. Let's do the chemistry. Let's do the biology. So some people may think it's good. Some people may think it's bad. But you asked, so, you know, that is a real change.
They want to be in a position to form their own opinions.
Exactly. I think you're exactly right. And in fact, the words I use sometimes with some of the students who I chat, you know, over lunch in a relaxed way, I often say to them, so basically my takeaway is you want to learn how to think, not what to think. And they smile and say, you got it, Professor Light.
In a recent New York Times piece about living wisely, you mentioned a Harvard seminar called Reflecting on Your Life. Some of the questions it addresses are, where am I headed? What is my ultimate personal dream? What are my responsibilities to make the world a better place? Aren't these questions most people, not just college students, are asking themselves?
You know, you're so right. Of course you're right. Because I work every day, you know, where do I come into work every morning bright and early? And the answer is my wonderful college campus. So therefore my work goes on my campus. But I can tell you, since you mentioned, I wrote up an article a few weeks ago. It appeared in the New York Times on a Sunday. And I probably got over 2,000 emails. And I would say the big majority of them are not from students, not from professors. They're just from random people, you know, a psychologist, a doctor, a writer, an artist. And each of them had an opinion about one of the exercises that I wrote up in the newspaper. So I think the answer is yes, you are absolutely right. The ideas in the so-called reflecting on your life apply to people at all stages of their life, many far removed from college.
Does everyone expect you to have the answers?
Yes. I think often they do, and I have to keep reminding them over and over, and I always try to do it with my biggest smile, that of course I don't have all the answers. In fact, the whole point of thinking what is important to you is that each person has their own answers. You know, what's more important, kindness, wisdom, or integrity? It would be completely crazy if I said to you or to any one of my students, oh, the correct answer is one is more important than the others. For different people, they'll choose the way they want to live their own life.
Dr. Richard Light is a professor in the Harvard Graduate School of Education and the award-winning author of the book, Making the Most Out of College. Dr. Richard Light, thank you for speaking with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
It has been a genuine pleasure to be here. I loved my visit to the city and to Chatham University.
When Essential Pittsburgh returns, Margaret J. Krause celebrates Pittsburgh's jazz history, and business contributor Rebecca Harris looks at the neighborhood of Overbrook. I'm Marcus Charleston, and you're listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.